Hello and happy Wednesday, October 27th. Here are your latest music news updates brought to you by The Filter. Billie Eilish has called on world leaders to take urgent action against climate change ahead of next week's United Nations Climate Challenge Conference of the Parties, COP26, in Glasgow. This year, our leaders are deciding the global actions required on the environment and the climate emergency in a critical decade for our planet, Eilish says in a clip for the UK's University of Exeter and Arctic Base Camp. We must stand together and speak up to save our planet, not just for us, but for future generations, and we need urgent action now, and to work together as one. COP26, which runs October 31st to November 12th, aims to bring parties together to accelerate action towards the goals of the Paris Agreement and the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will attend on November 1st and 2nd. Dave Grohl has weighed in on the lawsuit that he and his former Nirvana bandmates are facing over the cover of their 1991 album Nevermind. Spencer Eldon was only 4 months old when his father Rick put him naked in a pool for photographer Kirk Wendell. This summer, Eldon sued over the image, calling it child pornography and sexually graphic. In an interview with Vulture, Grohl was asked for his take. "I don't know that I can speak on it because I haven't spent too much time thinking about it," he replied. "I feel the same way most people do in the way that I have to disagree. That's all that I'll say." When it was noted that Eldon had recreated the iconic photo at least 4 times, including in 2016 to mark the album's 25th anniversary, Grohl added, "Listen, he's got a Nevermind tattoo. I don't." A Tennessee woman got a big surprise this week when country star Luke Bryan stopped to change her flat tire. "When my tire blows in a curve in a small town, Tennessee, who stops to change my tire? Luke Bryan. My life is made," Courtney Potts wrote on a short clip she shot of Bryan in action. In a caption, she told the singer, "I cannot thank you enough for helping me and my kids. It really made our day so much better." Bryan owns a property in Maury County, where Potts found herself stranded and reportedly taking his sons hunting when he spotted the mother of two on the side of the road. Potts told the Tennessean that she knows how to change a tire, but you tell me you would tell Luke Bryan to leave. After getting Potts ready to go back on her way, Bryan happily posed for a photo. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.